diet. The human body requires a balanced diet. An unhealthy diet can cause various health problems. Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease are on the increase. Many people nowadays rely on fast food or pre-prepared meals. These foods often contain too much fat, salt, and sugar. They are cheap to buy and very easy to prepare. Many young people have grown up on a diet of convenience foods. Populations in developed countries are increasingly overweight. Exercise. Regular exercise is essential in maintaining a healthy body. Exercise burns calories and helps to build healthy bones and muscles. Doctors advise exercising at least 3 times a week for 20 minutes. Most people nowadays lead a sedentary lifestyle. We tend to walk less and do desk jobs. Most adults relax by watching television. Children play video games rather than doing outdoor sports. In the past, people were more active in their jobs and at home. Government's role. Governments have a significant role to play in reducing obesity. More and more people, including young children, are seriously overweight. They are at risk of heart disease and diabetes. This situation will increase the burden on hospitals and taxpayers. Hospitals rely on the government for money and resources. Governments should promote a healthy diet and regular exercise. There should be more time for sport on school timetables. Unhealthy junk food should be banned from school menus. People need information about what foods contain. Food packaging must show the food's nutritional content. The British government recommends eating 5 portions of fruit and vegetables per day. State health systems, advantages. Good health care should be available to everyone for free. State health care is paid by the government using money from taxes. Everyone has access to the same quality of care and treatment. Private health care is unfair because only wealthy people can afford it. The National Health Service in the UK provides free health care for every resident. Private health care, advantages. State hospitals are often very large and difficult to run. Private hospitals have shorter waiting lists for operations and appointments. Patients can benefit from faster treatment. Many people prefer to pay for a more personal service. Patients have their own room and more comfortable facilities. Alternative medicine, positives. People are increasingly using alternative medicines to treat illnesses. For example, acupuncture can be used to treat backache. Herbal medicines can be used to treat allergies or viruses. Many patients report positive experiences with these treatments. Some traditional cures have been used for hundreds of years. Alternative medicine, negatives. Many alternative medicines have not been tested scientifically. They may have no beneficial effects at all. They may cause unknown side effects. People should trust the opinions of qualified doctors. An illness could get worse without treatment from a doctor. Stress. Modern lifestyles are increasingly stressful. People work long hours with strict deadlines. Our busy lifestyles mean we have less time to relax. Unemployment is a major cause of stress. Children may be affected by their parents' relationship problems. Tests and exams can also cause stress. How to reduce stress? Stress can be reduced by taking regular exercise and eating a healthy diet. It is also important to get sufficient sleep and make leisure time a priority. People should work less overtime and take regular holidays. Schools have started to employ psychologists. They can offer emotional support to students. They can help students to cope with exam stress.